Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will talk about JP Morgan and what they really think about Bitcoin. We'll talk about Ripple and their new partnerships. And we'll talk about why Litecoin has jumped in price quite heavily. So let's look at the market. Interestingly enough, today we've crossed a magic barrier. The magic barrier of 9,000 has been going on for a couple of days and weeks now, and we weren't really able to actually cross this barrier for a while with Bitcoin. It could be a psychological barrier. It could be that the buy and sell orders were placed there. In any case, we think 9,000 is a very good sign. Next up would technically be around 11,500, and then we should be really, really back into a bull market. Other than this, the market looks generally very, very healthy. Obviously, as soon as Bitcoin crossed this 9K line, all the other altcoins have reacted quite positively, with one of the big winners being Litecoin. And why exactly that is, we'll come to at the end of the video. So let's jump right into the first news story. Bitcoin ETFs are the holy grail, according to JP Morgan. Interesting. JP Morgan is one of the biggest banks in the world and has been quite, I want to say, negative about Bitcoin, as you may or may not know. And its CEO, Jamie Dimon, he has been quite loud and critical of Bitcoin in the last couple of months and weeks. However, his general stance has changed slowly but surely. In a very new report by JP Morgan, JP Morgan actually invites its customers and suggests to them that if a Bitcoin ETF is being created, then the customers should actually use it to diversify their portfolio. Again, very interesting. They are arguing that the reason for a Bitcoin ETF would be easier access, liquid market, high level of integrity. Obviously, I get the easier access part, because in order to invest in Bitcoin, it's a bit difficult if you don't have the technical chops. And even if you're quite technical, it can still be a bit confusing if you've never done it. By the way, if you've never done it and really want to buy Bitcoin or Litecoin and then transfer it securely to a wallet, we have a video that we'll link up below. Now, other than this, the bank further added that the Bitcoin ETF could have a transformational impact on the cryptocurrency. The bank went further and likened the ETF to the impact of gold-based ETFs on the financial markets. Now, a couple of conspiracy theories here. So Bitcoin was quite in a low for the last couple of days. This could have been multiple reasons, one being the big whales such as the banks and the institutions and governments and insurance companies were pressing the price of Bitcoin down, either to completely get rid of it or in order to load up on it, in order to make a profit. Now, in this case, it's a bit more more clearer than that, actually. I don't want to be too conspiracy theorist here, but I think JP Morgan will probably release something like a Bitcoin ETF, and they are preparing their customers to actually want to buy a Bitcoin ETF. So obviously, when the market is going well for Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and let's say the markets in general crash down because of stocks and bonds and results and all of these things, like the general economy going down, crypto's going up, it is a very, very good business for JP Morgan to be selling Bitcoin ETFs. So they are probably positioning themselves to prepare that a Bitcoin ETF is coming, and they're kind of preparing their customers to get ready. We will sell you this product. Obviously, when JP Morgan sells a Bitcoin ETF, they will make money on the commissions and the transactions and the management and all of these things. So for JP Morgan, this will be a quite interesting business. They are also saying it is important for portfolio diversification, which is also pretty new coming from JP Morgan. But other than this, I think it will be interesting. I mean, if JP Morgan releases a Bitcoin ETF, this will be very, very good for the general market. Like we've said, we are waiting and expecting the mass to actually enter cryptocurrencies as a whole. If that's through a Bitcoin ETF, even better. And if it's through by JP Morgan, be my guest. I mean, we don't care about this as long as people are actually caring about the technology and really thinking about how this technology will change the world. Now, in JP Morgan's case, yeah, I mean, they've made statements, they are banks, they redacted those statements. So it was kind of to be expected that if it doesn't go their way, they will change their statement. So it will be interesting. Let's see who comes up with the first Bitcoin ETF or general cryptocurrency ETF, because that will definitely be a winner in the mid and long term. Next story. Ripple partners Saudi Arabia's central bank to plug banks on a blockchain. Very interesting development here. The Saudi Arabian Monetary Authority, the SAMA, and the central bank for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the KSA, has entered an agreement with Ripple to launch a sweeping blockchain pilot that will see regional participating banks using Ripple's enterprise blockchain for instant international payments. An announcement revealed today. Now, first sight, this sounds really, really positive. Ripple, with being one of the three or four strongest cryptocurrencies in the world in terms of market capitalization, has this reputation of having a lot of good partnerships in place, and being in the position to capitalize on these partnerships will be definitely key to Ripple's growth. However, a lot of people in the cryptocurrency world are not huge fans of Ripple, mainly because the products that Ripple is selling and the products that are mentioned actually in this kind of article are not the same as the Ripple currency. So the Ripple currency is actually kind of decoupled from the products that this article mentions. So let's say here, the pilot will enable banks to transact using Ripple's X current or transaction current and enterprise blockchain software that powers end-to-end tracking of payments and instant settlements around the world. Now, in X current's case, this is a Ripple product. Ripple is a company. X current doesn't use Ripple, the currency. It uses normal or different kind of currencies. So the article continues, the first of its kind pilot involving a central bank will also see the KSA plugged in with access to over 100 financial institutions, banks, payment providers, and more on RippleNet, Ripple's enterprise blockchain network. Again, RippleNet, great product, but doesn't use the Ripple currency. So I think if you're going to invest into Ripple as the currency, you have to be aware of these different products. So if you go onto the page of Ripple, you can see that there are three products. There's one for processing payments, one for source liquidity, and one for actually sending the payments. So they are using this X current software in order to connect Saudi Arabia with those different financial institutions such as these, but that doesn't mean that they are using Ripple to transact in that network. So I think you have to be aware of this small but very, very important detail if you're long-term investing and fundamentally invested into Ripple. Then you are aware of this, you have read our report on this, so you already know what this exactly means. But if you're new to this, and if you see Ripple's price and thinking, hey, this is quite cheap, so I might as well buy this up, you have to be aware that the currency does not equal to the company. Nonetheless, I think Ripple is in a very good position to use all of these partnerships. What exactly will happen with the currency? I don't know, we don't know, so we will have to wait and see there, but definitely interesting partnerships in place for Ripple now. Now, next up is the story of Litecoin. Litecoin price surges on news of Litecoin fiat payment service and scam hard fork. So as you can see, in the change of 24 hours, Litecoin has jumped more than 30%. So it was close to 148, 149, and has jumped close to $210 within a day. And why exactly is that? Now, one of the main reasons here is having announced its intention to create a merchant solution for Litecoin similar to BitPay for Bitcoin in late 2017, a company called LitePay announced Monday, February 12th, that it would release the service on February 26th. Now, LitePay is a really interesting solution. You have basically three options. One is a normal Litecoin wallet, and connected to that wallet, you will get a card. So you can use dollars or Litecoin and then use that card in any kind of setting. So I'm assuming this is a credit card. And then as a merchant, you can also accept Litecoin, be it on the web or anywhere else. So they are saying, well, credit cards are using 3% and 1%. And in LitePay's situation, they are just accepting 1% as a charge. So that's pretty cool. So LitePay is an interesting product. I know that BitPay already exists, and this was kind of the main expectation that LitePay will get more, will give Litecoin more adoption in the market. So more merchants will jump on it, more developers will jump on it, and more transaction volume will increase because Litecoin is fairly cheap as well. So as you can see here, it is it's still at $200. And if you think about someone that is investing into cryptocurrencies the first time, the price is an actual strong psychological factor. So they're seeing cheap prices and thinking, oh man, this Bitcoin train or ship has already sailed, so I might as well jump into a smaller priced coins such as Litecoin, which is currently the second cheapest in the top five, let's say. Other than this, there is also another story to this huge jump of the 30%. So there was actually a group of developers that were saying in 2017 that Litecoin Cash, so a hard fork from Litecoin, will actually be created. Now, this has sparked some enthusiasm because people, again, with like similar with the Z Classic that we've talked about yesterday, were actually expecting Litecoin to do a hard fork. So they load up on Litecoin, they hold the Litecoin so that when the hard fork happens, you will get, be it 10 units, 4 units, 1 unit of that new coin, which in this case would be Litecoin Cash. So this is also a reason why Litecoin has jumped significantly compared to Bitcoin, Ethereum, etc. So there, people were expecting this airdrop. However, the creator of Litecoin, Charlie Lee, has actually said that the Litecoin team and I are not forking Litecoin. Any forks that you hear about is a scam trying to confuse you to think it's related to Litecoin. Don't fall for it, and definitely don't enter your private keys or seed into their website or client. So there is a lot of fraud and scams going on, and obviously forks and hard forks are a great way to actually lure people into telling them, yeah, buy up this coin because tomorrow, in 2 weeks, in 2 months, this coin will have a hard fork, and then you will essentially double your money, considering that the money you will receive or the coins you will receive will have a certain value as well. Now, in my opinion, this only has worked so far for Bitcoin Cash and Ethereum Classic because the values are quite high. But in the other cases, or in the cases of the other forks, the price have not been high enough to really justify this kind of airdrop and things like that. In any case, if you're a believer in Litecoin, and if you've read our report on BlueAlpineResearch.com, and you're invested long-term, you don't have to worry about this, because if a hard fork happens, you will receive those coins depending on where you store them. Obviously, you shouldn't store them on an exchange. There is also very little chance that you will actually get the money from an exchange in terms of a hard fork. However, storing them on a hardware wallet, most of the time you will be able to claim those coins. So this is actually the reason why Litecoin has jumped. I think LitePay will be a really, really interesting application. So I'm excited to see what is happening next week or the week after on the 26th of February. So we'll see how LitePay will perform. But for now, you will understand why Litecoin has made this jump of around 30%. And that already brings me to the end of this episode. Make sure to like this episode, subscribe to the channel, and I will see you on the next one.